God's a healer. It's His very nature. And so tonight I want to talk about some doors to healing. Did anyone ever grow up watching Get Smart or Maxwell Smart? Let's just give me a wave and I'll see what the age group is. All right, I feel like it cuts out at about 40. All right, there we go. Not the movie, but and as it starts out, there's this moment where, you know, it plays the music. And Max walks through all these doors and they open up and they go up and they slide. Who knows what I'm talking about? All right, I've just missed a whole generation. Sorry, guys. Anyway, it's cool. Check it out on YouTube. It's awesome. But there's basically, he has to walk through a series of doors to get to the final destination. His nose gets caught. It's a funny moment. How are we going, Tyler? So good. Right, awesome. And I've often thought about healing being like this. That there are, if you imagine that there's a room of healing here where Jesus is and His presence is, my goal, if I want healing, is to get into that room where the healer is. And so I want to find the door into the room where the healer is. That's the picture I have. Now, sometimes it's not just one door. There's a few doors, like in Maxwell Smart. Anyway, I'm not going to say it anymore, but stay focused. So sometimes there's one door that leads to another door that leads to another door that leads to another door, and eventually you get to the room where healer Jesus is. The doors to healing. I've preached this kind of message and I kind of feel like one day I'm going to write a book about it. And so there's all sorts of doors to healing. Doctors and the medical profession are doors to healing. God uses doctors. He uses the medical profession. Healthy living. Oh, I know, right? It's a door to healing. So sometimes your body's designed to heal itself. And so sometimes the thing that's stopping us getting healed is that we're filling our body up with junk and poison. Anyway, that's not tonight's message. Another door to healing is soul care. Sometimes my body gets sick not because of something external, but because of the sickness of my soul. And so if I can get healing in my soul, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, the Bible says. So sometimes the trauma of my life and sometimes the trauma that we've experienced and the damage to our soul actually manifests in physical sickness. It's called psychosomatic illnesses. And so often, healing is a holistic thing. That's another door to healing, not the doors tonight. The Bible talks about call for the elders and they'll lay hands on you and they'll anoint you with oil. That's another door to healing. I'm going to talk about four. I'm just telling you the ones I'm not going to talk about. Another door to healing is the repentance and confession of sin. Paul writes to the Corinthians and says, a number of you sick and some of you are even dying because you're having communion with known sin in your life and you're just basically playing with the grace of God. And so to shift you out of a lack of holiness and a contempt for what Jesus did, you're getting sick and it's part of judgment you eat upon yourself because I don't want you to take the blood of Jesus with just a contempt. So it says sometimes the way to get healed is repentance and confession of sin. Confess your sins to one another, the Bible says, that you may be healed. That's another door. Everybody say another door. There's lots of doors. And so tonight I want to talk about four doors. Four that I would kind of think it's been my journey of study and going after this and reading and learning. And so these are four that I would think are pretty common when it came to the ministry of Jesus. So we're going to do a little Bible study, then we're going to start praying for some people for healing. So first of all, we've got to know that God is a healer and He wants to heal people. He is a healer. Psalm 103 verse 2 says this, bless the Lord, all my soul, forget none of His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, that's your sin, and who heals all your diseases. This is what God does. That's one of the benefits of following Jesus. When Jesus came to earth in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, it says, and you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. So the marks of Jesus' ministry was healing. The Bible tells us that God's name is Jehovah Rapha. I am the God who heals. It's his nature. So God heals us for a number of reasons. He heals us as a sign of his love. Sometimes not even when we're asking for it. I remember praying for someone who gave their life to Christ on the altar. They had broken ribs. I didn't know. I didn't even pray for their ribs. But as Jesus came into their life, their ribs got healed. They bought the before x-ray and the after x-ray. There was no sign or mark of ever being broken. But it was just the kindness of God to someone the day they got saved with broken ribs. Richard Green reached out to me and just said this. They put it up on their Instagram, actually. Here's Maeve, her name was. She suffered long-term migraines. She was instantly healed. Her husband is so surprised. She said, I can't even remember having a migraine anymore. The night she received Christ and hasn't stopped sharing her story. So often the goodness of God towards people demonstrated through healing is what we call a sign and wonder. So the ministries of signs and wonders is not just waving the wobble board at the church gate. Come on, that wasn't too bad. Thank you for your canned laughter, all right? The real ministry of signs and wonders is actually God doing miracles and healing in people's lives so that it points the sign to a loving God who loves people. And so often he'll heal people who don't even know him as a sign of his wonder. It's also part of the provision of the cross for every believer. So that this is what the Bible says, 1 Peter 2, verse 24. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. At the cross, Jesus was whipped. So a sign and wonder is for the unbeliever to know that God loves them. But at the cross, Jesus was whipped so that every believer could walk into healing. Say this after me. It's God's will for healing to flow in my life. All right, so that's through Christ. So the doors. The first door I want to talk about tonight is the flow of power. The flow of power. In Luke chapter 4, verse 40 to 41, it says this, at sunset, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of sickness, and laying his hands on each one, he healed them. Jesus, through prayer and the Holy Spirit, got God's power on him. And as he prayed for people, that power flowed from him to other people. This is one of the primary ways that God does healing today. Power flows through believers who have been prayed up, anointed, got power on us, and we pray and that power flows into people's lives. There was a woman who had 12 years of bleeding. Doctors couldn't heal her. And she came to Jesus. She reached out through a crowd. She touched the bottom of his garment. And immediately Jesus stopped and said, I felt power leave my body. Power flowed and instantly she got healed. Immediately. This is super cool. This is one of the normal ways of healing. I could tell story after story, both of what I've seen God do, but what I know God does all around the world, all the time. There's a lady in Melbourne who had a cancer in her blood, incurable disease, couldn't be healed. I remember one day, and often we'll just say, Lord, what do you want to do? And I remember her name's Lee. She's part of our location in Melbourne. And the Lord said, I want to heal people of blood. So I just asked for people who want to get healed of blood. Lee came forward. I didn't know she had cancer. We prayed, just laid hands on her, prayed for her. And the power of God flowed into her. And as the power of God flowed into her, she went to see the doctors and she got completely healed. It's not supposed to leave. It heals. It only leaves through a miracle. And that's the name of Jesus. This is one of my favorite ways. This is not just for super people. This is for anybody who wants to believe who God is and will spend time in prayer and waiting on God and fasting and just spending time with God. And you can come to feel the tangible power of God rest on you. So even as I talk about it, my hands get hot. I can sense the power of God on my hands. And so usually that's the sign. Sometimes I'll be in church and I'll just be praying and I'll feel, oh, my hands are getting hot. God, your power is here to heal people. Now, your hands don't have to get hot to heal people, but the flow of power will work through different people. the flow of power. Pastor Catherine Ruinali, now she has the shaky hand. That's the power of God on her hand. She can sense it and feel it. And so when it, and as she's like, oh, there it is. And she prays and she releases power. Now, this is really cool because if there's an atmosphere of faith, power flows and people get healed. So that's the first way healing flows. This is one of the most common ways. It's why Jesus said, you shall lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Why? Because you're a healing masseuse? No. Because you carry the power of God. And you can release the power of God, all right, all of us. The next one is a command of healing. In Luke chapter 18, verse 41 to 43, what do you want me to do for you? And this is blind Bartimaeus. So he's blind, but Jesus asks him to express what he wanted. And so he said, Lord, I want to see. And Jesus said, all right, receive your sight. He commanded it. He just declared it. Receive your sight. He didn't say, Father, if it's your will, would you give Bartimaeus his sight? He declared it as a command. And this is what the Bible said. And then he says, your faith has healed you. And then instantly, favorite word in the Bible, immediately the man could see and he followed Jesus praising God, and all who saw it praised God too. And so you can imagine when that kind of thing is happening and people are dying of sickness and there's not even the hospitals we have today, how that message would spread and people would run to Jesus because power is flowing from him, but also through his word and through a command, people are getting healed. Happened to Lazarus. Lazarus is dead. He didn't touch Lazarus. He just said, Lazarus, come forth. And that command in the spirit realm was a frequency that heaven understood and that the spirit realm understood. And he was risen from the dead. Why? Because of a faith command in Jesus' name. Rise up and walk, he would say to people. Go because your faith has made you well. Now take up your stretcher. So often Jesus would give a command and people would heal. And so sometimes we've found, and Danielle and I have found as we've gone after personal healing, sometimes it's just a matter of not just saying something once, but persisting and declaring and agreeing. And sometimes medicine and the command of faith works together. Danielle, when she was pregnant with one of our kids, had very low iron levels, was super anemic. And so the doctor basically said, it's not going to improve anymore. We just need to stop it going any worse. And so they said you can have some iron tablets, but it's just going to, we just need to stop it from dropping. So we just began to, she had the iron tablets, so that's medicine, one of the doors to healing. But we began to command and just say, we see your iron levels normalizing in Jesus' name. We command your iron levels to normalize in Jesus' name. And over a month, it just went skyrocketed up and they were shocked at how quickly and how effectively her iron levels got back to normal. It wasn't supposed to do that. That's the command. It's the word of God. Now, you can do it and keep doing it. We've seen so many people. A guy at church texts me and he's just saying, years ago, there was a time where I'd be having 2 to 3 nosebleeds every week. There's constant nosebleeds. One time at church, we pray for it. And again, command healing, and it hasn't happened ever since that. This is 10 years ago. Hasn't happened since that moment. Why? It's the command. So it's like, we know it's God's will, and we're representatives of Jesus, so then we can declare God's will through faith. Now, sometimes you have to just keep declaring and keep declaring. That's perseverance. That's how you get the doors open, but that's another message. Often it's a combination. Declaration, flow. Declaration and flow. So Jesus, there was a widow at Nain. Her son was dead. He was in a coffin. He didn't have a lot of faith. This is what's pretty cool. Don't let people say you didn't get healed because you don't have faith. We want to create an atmosphere of faith, but we don't want to put pressure on people to go, oh, I don't measure up. That's not the deal. If a dead kid could get raised from the dead when only Jesus had faith, I think we could be all right. And so he comes along, and this is what it says, Luke chapter 7, verse 14. Literally, it's a funeral procession. He walked over to the coffin and touched it. Power flow, touched it. And the pallbearer stopped. They said, young man, he's dead, but he talked to him anyway. I tell you, get up. Touch, command. Power flow, declaration. Those two things together become dynamic. There was a leper in Matthew chapter 8, verse 3. Jesus reached out and touched him. I am willing. So he touched him. Be healed. Flow of power, command. I am willing, be healed. And instantly, there it is again, the leprosy disappeared. Not every healing happens instantly. Some healings can take years or decades to happen. Sometimes it can be very discouraging. There's a mystery to healing. It's not a guaranteed thing. We know God's good. We know His nature's good. And we have to partner with God over a period of time. So that's the second one. We've got power flow. We've got command. The third one is deliverance. So Luke chapter 4, verse 40, we read it before. Jesus laid His hands on them at sunset on each one and He healed them. And this is what it says in the next verse. Moreover, demons came out of many people, shouting, "You're the Son of God." But He rebuked them and would not allow them to speak because they knew He was the Messiah. Demons are real. They're dismembered spirits, fallen angels. And they hate you and I because we're made in the image of God. They want to cause us pain. The Bible says the devil came to steal and rob and destroy. Rob your health. Rob you of joy. Rob you of your life. Christian or not, he comes to do that. But Jesus came to give us life and life in the abundance. And so often what's going on, and this again, it can be the combination of different things. I look around the room and I see people, you know, Sam in the back row who had 20 years of chronic back pain till someone prayed for him. And often it's not just one or two things, it's three things. It's get that demon off you that's causing the pain and affliction. Then we're commanding healing and we're releasing a power flow of God. And in a moment he gets healed of years. He's on unbelievable painkillers and alcohol abuse and all sorts of different things because of this pain in his back. And now, how long ago was that, Sam? 2006, 19 years ago, been free of pain, but he had chronic back pain, all ruptured and damaged discs. God's a healer. I look at people, I look at Michael Ford up there, had chronic fatigue. I remember moments of coming out. And in this moment, behind it, there's a demonic spirit. And so we're coming against the demonic spirit, say, get off. But as well, we're releasing power and we're commanding healing. Where are you, Bells? There's Bell. We're not going to pray for deliverance tonight. You might have a baby. That's a different kind of deliverance. Although my wife would be keen as a midwife. She's ready to go. But I love that. I shared this last week. Belle had migraines for how many years, Belle? 15 years. How often? 25 days a month she would have chronic migraines, debilitating migraines. I remember one morning on this altar, you're standing over here. We just began to pray for people for healing and you could sense that there was something dark attached. And so when a demon is causing pain in a person's body, you can literally sense it like grabbing, tightening around them. And for some people, it's the pain's in different places. So we could sense that it was, I knew straight away, this is demonic. She needs healing, but there's a demon causing it. So we just go for it. Because in the name of Jesus, demons flee. So we just pray and we cooperate and we just cast that thing out. And it didn't want to leave, but it left because it had been around for years. But it left. And that's no reflection on Belle. This is just what happens to us when we're growing up in a fallen world. And so we take authority, it leaves. It was a bit wobbly for about a week because it wanted to come back and it was comfortable around your life. But Belle persisted, sought God, and been free ever since, right? How awesome is that? Because He's a healer. And so sometimes in this zone, I'm kind of like, I dial down the dad jokes and dial up a little bit of authority and get mad because I like, God's people should not be harassed by these demons in Jesus' name. So that's the third one. And often they work together. And the fourth door today is speaking the word of God. Remember a guy in our church, Dale Phillips, this would be 25 years ago. He was diagnosed with aggressive lymphoma cancer. Our church began to pray. People all around the world began to pray. I remember visiting him in hospital. Literally, it was the first year we were pastors. I'm like, okay, when someone's dying, you go to hospital and you read scripture to them. But we also pray and believe God. Our church began to pray. But I remember reading this exact scripture to Dale when he couldn't eat. He'd lost his taste. And you could sense the shadow of death over his life. I remember reading this scripture, Psalm 107. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and He broke their chains in pieces. their soul abhorred all manner of food. It was like exactly what was going on. And they drew near to the gates of death. I was just reading through the Psalms, and I came across this. I'm like, whoa, this is God. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. The word of God, it says in Hebrews 4 verse 12, is living and powerful. It has power to bring healing. And so in that moment, and then as others fasted and prayed and cried out to God, God healed him. The doctor said he could maybe make another 3 days possibly, or a little bit longer, but this is so aggressive. Well, he had treatment and prayer, but he got into complete remission, completely lived for another 25 years or so because of the healing power of God. But the power was in the word of God. The power's in the word. We heard Jane Clark this morning and then watched it tonight. She got a prescription. Come on, that's not too bad. She went to Dr. Jesus and he wrote her out a scripture. Come on, it's working right now. 60 years of insomnia. 60 years. Oh my gosh. 30 days later, after speaking the word of God, Psalm 4 verse 8, I wrote it down. I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. As she read it, you felt the anointing on that scripture, because the word of God is anointed. It's powerful. And when you speak God's word, it can bring healing into your life. So that's four doors. The flow of power, the command of healing, the deliverance from demons, and the word of God. Danielle and I have a word that we declare, and we've seen numbers of things, cysts healed, all sorts of different healings in our life. It's Psalm 30. I will exalt you, Lord, for you rescued me. You refused to let my enemies triumph over me. You heard me when I cried to you, and you restored my health. And we've used that scripture time and time again to come against demonic assignments over our life and to break through and get healing. There is healing in the word of God. So let's just, come on, if you need healing right now, you need healing. There's healing power in the room. The power of God is present to heal.